Hello, and welcome to Backdoor Cover. I am Ross Bolin, and I'm here with my co-host, Dylan Shiverer.
Hello, Bill. How are you?
I forgot that I'm supposed to mispronounce your name in a more elaborate manner.
Well, you that was a pretty... You butchered it pretty good.
I don't even know what it's actually supposed to be anymore.
Quick note, Dan is not here, and it feels nice to be introduced first again.
Yeah, I won't lie, I did consider introducing him, even though he's not here, before you, just to keep up the shtick, but didn't feel worth it.
I hate the shtick.
It's not good. Nobody's laughing at it except me.
No.
We're going to talk about sports today. We got some good stuff to talk about, but first, let's talk about some Man Outfitters at manoutfitters.com. We got a big sale from Sunday to Tuesday, where you get 20% off tons of items from brands like Patagonia, Southern Marsh, Cole Haan, Rucka, whatever, however you pronounce that.
Rucka.
It looks like RVCA to me.
Well, it is. That's how it's spelled.
Well, that's what I'm going to say. And Sperry, plus a whole lot of other brands. ManOutfitters.com. If you're not familiar with Man Outfitters here at Grand X, we've got a couple online apparel brands and a few entertainment websites. And this is one of the ways you can support us if you like the podcast and you want to hear more from us and read more content. And if you like the shit that we're doing, hit ManOutfitters.com. We've also got an app in the iTunes and Android stores. Like I said, huge sale starts on Sunday through Tuesday, 20% off a ton of items. And as always, you can use the code BDC, as in Backdoor Cover 10, for 10% off your whole order. I think you might be able to stack that with the 20% off from Sunday to Tuesday. I'm not sure, but it's worth a shot. Go for it. Otherwise, you know, on days that aren't Sunday to Tuesday, you get 10% off your whole order with BDC 10. That's it. That's it for ManOutfitters.com. Let's start with March Madness, because that's what apparently people want to hear about. At this point, well, first of all, our official contest on realtimebrackets.com is still going on. Or actually, it's rtbrackets.com, if I'm not mistaken. But the brand is called Real Time Brackets. The winner gets a $500 gift card to Man Outfitters, which we just mentioned. That'll go a long way from Sunday to Tuesday with your 20% off, won't it, Dylan?
It sure will, man.
The guy who's currently winning is known as E. DeBoss.
With four S's.
Yes, he is currently in first place, so shouts to E. DeBoss. The final four in the tournament is UNC, South Carolina, Gonzaga, and Oregon. And I have reached the point where I am more interested in, like, the American soccer match that took place last night than I am March Madness. None of these... we got one team that's been there before, UNC. None of the other teams have ever been. So we've got one coach who's ever coached in this situation, and everybody else just going to pray, I guess.
Hey, Dan just walked in, by the way.
Hey, Dan is here.
What's up, guys?
What's good, man?
Gonzaga is a...
good? No.
Don't know what you said. Right. Gonzaga is a 6.5-point favorite over South Carolina. That's great.
These are big lines, man.
That's a lot of points for a Final Four game.
For a semifinal matchup.
It does feel that way, doesn't it? And UNC is a 5-point favorite over Oregon.
As someone who hasn't watched a single basketball game this season, this Final Four is shocking to me.
Oregon? Yeah.
Not what you expected.
South Carolina? What?
Nobody, I don't know. South Carolina is no shot of beating Gonzaga, I don't think.
You don't think?
I think I saw a Rovell stat that said like 600 brackets in the whole world have this Final Four.
How
See,
many?
Like 600.
Out of like X
That seems like
millions.
A lot.
Millions.
See, doesn't it?
That seems
out
like
of
a lot.
X.5 millions or whatever the fuck. Like, I'm sick of hearing stats like that every year. I don't care about the percentage
of people.
It really
is a kind of a stupid, worthless stat, isn't it?
Fucking don't care, man. And when you got guys filling out 150 brackets, this is a meaningless thing to me. I don't, because A, yes, it does sound like a lot. 650 people picked this shit?
Yeah, that's
like
a lot.
650 South Carolina fans, probably.
Yeah.
But I just, what, they had Oregon?
Well, Oregon was a 3 seed. So,
I don't know. I just don't care about that statistic. And it gets like constantly, guys like Ravel are the ones who beat that thing into the ground. I've probably seen it tweeted out 20 times since these games ended that that how many brackets we have left with it, that have picked these four teams.
None perfect, though. So, Dylan, your bracket's not perfect. I'm sorry. Sorry to break that to you.
Damn, I was holding out a hope for that one.
Yeah, I got zero. I don't even think I picked UNC to make the Final Four, but I don't know. You know what? I don't care. Doesn't matter. So the likelihood that we see Gonzaga UNC in the final, I would watch that game. I will not watch Gonzaga South Carolina. There is no chance that I watch that game.
You don't like defense?
No. And even if I did, I'm not watching that game. And even if I had money on it, I honestly probably won't watch that game.
Not a Frank Martin guy?
Don't even know who that is.
Coach of South Carolina.
Yep, see? Not a Frank fan. Sinatra, yes. Martin, no.
I think you'd like Frank Martin. Used to be a bouncer. He's like this Cuban.
He used to be a bouncer?
Yeah, his parents were Cuban immigrants.
He looks like he's like a general in the military.
Either that or he's like in the mob.
Like in the Cuban military?
Some kind of military.
I've heard him described as a comic book villain.
Yeah.
Okay,
that's fitting. That's fitting.
He's awesome.
That's kind of my goal in life, is to be described as a comic book villain. But I don't think it's going to happen.
UNC is even money to win this damn thing, looks like.
Yeah. Gonzaga plus 150, Oregon plus 380, and South Carolina plus 650, which honestly, South Carolina plus 650 is, I feel like South Carolina fans should be given better, I mean this in the way that if I'm a South Carolina fan and I want to throw $100 on my team to win the Final Four against these three other teams, I expect to get more than $650 back.
UNC even money with two games to play seems like a really bad bet to me.
Yeah. Dude, no, anything. Why? Why wouldn't you just bet the next game spread or something? Like, why the fuck would
you? Yeah.
It's
just
terrible.
It's just UNC is clearly, like, the most talented team left.
Yeah, those are the kind of odds for, like, Sharks who are throwing down 50K, you know, or something to where it matters. Because there's no way I'm betting on that as, like, the small little bitch that I am.
You're a small little bitch?
What am I going to do? Well, money-wise, like, compared.
Boy.
How many units are you putting down?
Comparatively, I'm not doing that. I mean, I don't have any money anyway. I'm maxed out on my fucking bookie. But does anybody have any other, you know, notes on March Madness, or can we move on from this?
When are the games?
I don't know, man.
The games are Saturday and the National Championship is Monday.
Damn, that's a long time between games.
Oh, that's so exciting. Can't wait.
Wait, where is it being played, by the way? Do we know?
Phoenix.
Ooh, Phoenix.
The desert.
Whatever.
Phoenix, Arizona. All right, let's move on to golf. World Golf Classic took place in Austin last week. We all got to go. It was fantastic. What a good time.
It was fun.
Match play. If you're not familiar with the match play setup.
It's basically like March Madness, the bracket situation.
Yeah, that's just, yeah.
Basically.
There you go. And no one knows how it works, really. But
no one.
Because it's more complicated than March Madness. It's not just, I don't know how the scoring works. Like, if you win 5-3,
It's not 5-2-3, it's 5-3.
If you're up five with three holes to play,
he can't come back.
What if you win 3-2?
That means you're up three with two holes to play.
Like, it's just, there's not enough holes for that guy.
It
can
only be 5-3 if it's, okay, it takes me a minute to figure it out in my head, but you have to win your hole to be up by two. It's complicated.
What?
It makes sense in my head, but relaying it to you.
I know. This is where the issue is, because everyone I've ever had explain this to me, when they're done explaining it,
it's
more confused than
if
I was
before.
If
you're up the amount of more holes than there's holes left,
I think
he knows that part. But
there's more to it than
too.
That, I think.
Are you talking about
there's
just
not?
Like,
okay, here it is.
No.
Here it is. If you're up, let's say you're on, if you're up three holes with three holes to play, and you have the hole, meaning you push.
Then it's over.
Then it's
over.
2-1. But if you win it, you're up 3.
No, it doesn't change. If you have, it stays the same. It's still 3-2.
Even if there's only...
No.
Yeah, because if you have a hole...
No, you advance to the next hole, so there's only one hole to play is what I'm saying.
I thought you said if there's three holes left.
If there's three holes left, and then you win a hole. Or you have the next
hole. Oh,
for fuck's
sake. Two holes left.
The point is that it's highly enjoyable regardless
of...
Even if you don't know how the scoring works, because I've gone both years, don't know how the scoring works, and I've still loved every second of
it. I know how
it
works. I just can't.
It's pretty simple. And then I think what you were confused is with the first few rounds where it was kind of like a group play. I think that was more of like a who advances, like.
Well, the first round they do a round robin situation too.
Yeah,
it was like a it's like group soccer play, right? where it's
well, then they,
I don't know soccer.
They all play each other, and then whoever has the best like record advances.
They end up hacking out like two rounds in a day. I got confused on Saturday. I was there, and there's like the first round ended, and I didn't even know there was another round about to take place. I just went home. But we Dustin Johnson won. What's
DJ.
That? Yeah, yeah, it was great, dude. Fucking love it out there. Austin Country Club is incredible.
DJ completed the WGC Slam.
Yeah,
only golfer to ever do it.
He's the number one ranked golfer in the world pre-tournament. I think he has been for like
a few weeks.
A couple months now, maybe?
Maybe months. Yeah.
But he's been killing it. He's won like three of his last five starts or something like that.
He's last three starts, I think he's won.
He's a freak.
Pretty straight, but he
just left his seat all over that course.
Dude.
Yeah.
The guy is really, really, really good.
Big Jon Rahm guy, too, though.
What's that? The guy he beat.
Yeah.
Didn't know who that was.
He's a 22-year-old Spaniard.
He's an up-and-comer.
He's from Arizona State.
I cannot imagine being 22 years old, or 29 years old for that matter, and being in a final round of golf to win, what was the prize, like $1.8 million or some shit?
I think the total purse was like $1.5 or something.
Against Dustin Johnson on Sunday.
Rahm's got a W under his belt already.
Where you're the only person on the... You're the only... That's the crazy shit to me. On Sunday, they're playing one-on-one, and they're the only people on the golf course.
Well, it was a consolation.
No, it was a consolation round, too.
Nobody gives a fuck about that. Nobody's watching that.
Yeah, it was Tanera and Bill Haas.
Johnson won $1.66 million, and second place took home $1.045 million.
Damn, what? That's too much
money for second place, man.
That's every tournament. As long as you... You place in the top 10, you're going home.
You know how much cocaine you can buy with $1.6 million?
I'm telling you, man, golf's a sport.
Matt Kuchar has made a great living, just top 10.
There's a lot of guys who have. Yeah. Think about it. Like, the guys who are perennial, like, top 25 finishers that have probably made, like, $30 million over the course of 20 years, and you just don't even think about them.
They haven't even won on tour.
It's fucking crazy.
That's the sport, man.
So the Shell Houston Open is this week, preceding the Masters, as always. DJ withdrew, citing fatigue.
Yeah.
But my guess is this. The man is so hot right now that everybody knows if you win the Shell Houston Open, you're fucking yourself on the Masters. He knows if he plays in the SHO, as they call it, that he's going to win and fuck himself. So he just withdraws.
A lot of guys...
That's not what it is.
A lot of guys play the Shell Houston Open, though, because they think it's a good tune-up for the Masters.
He just
they
wants
say,
to rest.
They but say he, no, but they say the course is pretty... comparable to Augusta, which is crazy.
The weather, too. Weather in Houston is pretty much the same.
Yeah.
No, I'm just kidding. man, I get it. He's, you know, get a week of rest in.
But
it's not even a full week. It's like he gets like 4 days to chill, and then he's
got
to go.
Pretty good field, though, for the Shell Houston. We got Spieth. We got
Dude,
Phil.
They usually do. They usually have a good field. I've been one time when I was like 8 years old. It was cool. It wasn't even on the same course as it's on now, so it doesn't matter at all. But yeah, Shell Houston Open this week, Masters next week. Masters, Dylan and I will be at.
Hell yeah.
Congrats.
Courtesy of Natural Light, a.k.a. Natty Light.
Shouts to our people at Natty Light.
And the fine men of and women of Anheuser-Busch.
We'll be there the whole time.
Yeah, we're gonna be
just
there
going
like
for a day.
We fly into Atlanta on Tuesday. We drive to Augusta Wednesday, and we'll be there till Monday.
We come back Monday, yeah.
So yeah, we are in there. It is lit.
And if you are going to be in Augusta or in the surrounding areas, come holler at us at the Natty Shack.
Yeah, so Natty Light is throwing it's kind of like a golf tailgate party sort of deal every day during the turn. Well, actually,
hosted,
it's only Friday, Saturday, right?
Hosted by Smiley Kaufman and Smiley's Army. Which
indeed,
his boys, basically.
It's called Natty Shack, as in Caddy Shack.
You don't need a ticket to the Masters to get in this thing, but you do need an RSVP.
Yeah, so there's a...
Check our tweets. We've been tweeting about it.
There you go. What's your Twitter where they can check your tweets?
Well, this one is... we tweeted on the TFM account.
Oh.
Yeah, go
well, we'll
TFM
tweet
account.
About it on our accounts, too,
yeah,
though.
Yeah, and you'll see it. But you have to RSVP to get on the list. You can come by and drink free beer. You got to be 21, of course.
I'm at WR Bolin. Dylan's at D Chivalry.
Right.
So follow him. Follow me. We'll be at the Masters. Also, we'll be Snapchatting and shit.
We'll
I'm probably
going
to try to... I'm going to try to sneak the spectacles into... Because you know you can't take phones into Augusta.
Yeah, I wouldn't do that.
They're just going to take... I mean, yeah, you get banned for
they
life.
They might boot you.
You might get a ban.
Yeah, what if I just said I didn't know there was a camera inside of them, though?
They might take you into a back room and put. You ever see the movie 21?
No, wait, maybe.
I think it's called 21, where the guy the counts cards in Vegas, or whatever, and then he gets taken in the back.
Oh,
room,
I have seen 21.
And the
great
dude
movie.
puts on like all his rings and just like slugs away at him. That's gonna be you.
My go-to Vegas beatdown scene is in Casino when they take the dude in the back and then they smash he's like right-handed, let's say, and that's the hand. He asks him, which hand do you shuffle your chips with? He says, my right hand. And they smash that hand with a tack hammer.
That's what they're going to do. They're going to say, which hand do you putt with?
Neither.
Which hand do you operate your spectacles with, sir? You fucking nerd.
Yeah, so probably not a good idea. You're right. Because I did read a story last week when we were talking about all this about like a 75-year-old man who unintentionally, like the guy, you know, he's fucking old. He like forgot he had his cell phone on him or some shit and they banned him for life. Him and they banned his son. Because his son was the guy who got him the ticket. Like,
then,
they do not fuck around.
And his son's future son.
Right.
So like, just generations of
your
that
whole
family.
Bloodline is just screwed if you mess up at Augusta. But I think I'm more excited to go to the Masters than I have been for any sporting event I've been to in my entire life.
Oh, absolutely. This is my dream sports trip.
Part of me is a little worried that I might try to, like turn a bush somewhere on the course into my home for the remainder of my life.
Wait,
like,
really?
Live like a squirrel.
I don't think you're going to be able to do that, man.
You're just going to squalor on Amen Corner?
I can curl up. I can get small.
Seems like a weird move.
Yeah, but the views, you know?
So because Natty Light is paying for our entire trip, I'm going to spend, like, all my money on apparel. I'm going to get, like, 20 shirts, 14 hats.
I've been budgeting for the pro shop for about 6 months now.
Yeah. How many requests have you gotten to get the Masters gear, even though it's a fraud move?
I've only had one.
It's a fraud
move. I've only had two or three.
Fraud move to wear Masters gear when you've never been in the Masters.
Yeah, Dallas wants a hat, and that's not a big deal. I'll do that.
I think it is a... I'm not that against wearing golf gear for a place you haven't been, and here's why. First of all, I've been given a Masters hat as a gift. I didn't even request it. It was given to me. I'm not going to not wear that hat just because I haven't been. Likewise, I've been given many golf polos from courses that I have never been to, but I'm not going to not wear the polo. It's a good polo. Now, when people ask me, like, hey, did you play that course? It's a great course. I've been out there. I really loved it. And I say, oh, no, like, my wife gave me this shirt or whatever. As long as you're honest about it and you don't try to, like, play it off like you've been there, the fuck, it's just a fucking shirt or a hat, you know? But I get it. I get the other side of the argument too. But yeah, I'm gonna load up on gear. Anybody want to take a guess at who wins the Masters?
You know I'm a speed guy. Everybody knows that.
When's the last time you won a tournament?
Well, he's never finished like lower than second at the Masters.
He won a tournament like a few weeks ago or like a month or two ago.
He's won a tournament this year.
Yeah.
Oh.
I'm choosing Spieth. He went one and then two last 2 years, and this is his little redemption tour after his meltdown.
After his meltdown.
So I'm taking Spieth.
I'm gonna take a flyer on my boy on Rom. He's playing well. He's hot.
Take a flyer.
So far we've got Dustin Johnson favored. Spieth is right behind him. Then McIlroy, Day, Hideki.
Kind
of surprising to me.
Oh, he's. I think he's won, like, tournament-wise this year, I think it goes, the amount of wins they've had, it goes DJ, Justin Thomas, Matsuyama.
Yeah, but fifth to win the Masters?
I mean, this year he's played well.
Dude's got game, man.
Fuck.
Yeah. Shit.
Then Phil, then your boy Rom, and then, you know, a bunch of other people. I would take, is Ricky not playing well? I would take a flyer on Ricky.
So Jason Day's back.
He is not. He has not decided.
Yeah, no.
He wants to play, but he has not decided.
Mother was diagnosed with cancer.
Terminal.
Yeah.
Terminal cancer.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He withdrew from the WGC. Disappointingly, bummer, man. Shouts to the Day family. Prayers up for Mama Day. But yeah, pumped about the Masters. Moving on. No more golf. NBA. The Cavs have continued to melt the fuck down. just getting... Who pounded them last night?
two nights ago, the Spurs beat them down.
Oh, Spurs, two nights ago. Yeah, that was after LeBron was already upset, and then they just got the shit kicked out. Like, they lost by like 30 points.
LeBron took like an elbow to the shoulder blade or something.
He didn't even get hit. It's like
Kawhi put the fucking handcuffs on him.
Dude, we've reached the point in the year where if LeBron takes any type of hit whatsoever, he crumbles to the ground. Yeah. It's fucking ridiculous. Like, I mean, I get it, man. He's frustrated. He's like one of those guys that's a psycho competitor, so he becomes a total little bitch when things aren't going his way. But I love seeing this. No. They just won a championship.
But the thing is, this happens every year. They go through this stretch.
No, they don't. Not like this.
Maybe not like this, but there's a stretch every year where LeBron starts to question his teammates. Like,
sure. I mean, that's happened many times where he's like, we need to get more guys or whatever. And
not even that. It's just like they have a rough stretch where it's just like he's like, I don't know if this team's capable of winning a championship. And then it doesn't matter because the East is just so bad that they just kind of
it's trash.
Make it to the championship no matter what. And then it's kind of like it's just a 7-game series between them and San Antonio or Golden State.
But
maybe
this
even
to
Houston
me,
this year. Who knows?
This to me is different because they just genuinely don't look that good. And LeBron, while he's still obviously, I mean, arguably the best basketball player on the planet, his supporting cast, I mean, a lot of these guys are just like, we already won.
Yeah, but some of these guys are going to play like big-time playoff minutes aren't getting minutes right now. Like,
that's true.
Korver's going to be playing 20-plus minutes in the playoffs. He's really not seeing the court.
You would think so.
Yeah.
But again, I don't think that this year in particular, I don't think the East matters very much. Unless somebody finds a way to knock off Golden State, which I'm not saying that's not possible. It's obviously very possible. But unless somebody finds a way to, like, a fully healthy Golden State is not going to lose again to Cleveland in the finals. It's just not going to happen. And I could easily see Cleveland not making the finals.
You could see them losing to either Washington or Boston?
Yeah, for sure. Washington is a nightmare.
LeBron has personally played in the last 6 finals. At some point,
six?
He has to get tired, right?
Fucking no. 6 in a row? God.
See, I just don't buy into anything in the regular season. Like, they're going to go through their struggles, and it doesn't matter. Cleveland's still going to be in the championship by the end of it. Like, they're not even going to go 7 in the Eastern Conference, I don't think.
I would like to know what the odds are on them not making the finals, because if it was like a favorable bet, maybe there's a future. Nah, my bookie doesn't offer it. But if there was some kind of favorable odds on that, I would take it, because I think this is a big letdown year for LeBron that ends with a whole lot of epic bitching in the offseason.
Does he still have that yearly contract where he has to renew every year?
Yeah.
Where he can opt out?
Right? Isn't this... I don't know. I don't know. Anyway, NFL, huge news. The Raiders of Oakland... are moving to Las Vegas in what, 2019
or 20? 19
or 20?
The stadium's done.
I thought it was 18.
They got to build that stadium.
They've got like, which is a weird thing that's never happened before. They're going to continue to play in Oakland for the time being.
Right. Which is, yeah.
But everybody knows they're leaving and they still
there's
expect people to go
franchise.
Watch. Like, what the fuck?
This is fun to think about because you take a bunch of rich, young, mostly single athletes. And you put them in Las Vegas.
Doesn't seem like a great idea.
It's just a funny dynamic to me.
Well, what's also there's a lot of things at play here. A, that Goodell has had this like intense anti-gambling stance for a really long time. Like when asked what the biggest threat to the integrity of the sport was, he said it was gambling. And then he moves a team to fucking Vegas, which makes no sense at all. But then also what you're talking about, having the Oakland Raiders, a notoriously like... misbehaved franchise.
Bad boys.
They're bad boys. They're a bad boy franchise. They're the fucking NWA's franchise.
Silver and the Black.
They, putting them in Vegas alone, then having all their players forced to, you know, battle the temptation of Sin City anytime they're at home. But then think about, you put every other team that's making a fucking trip there to go play them is dealing
wait.
With the same.
It becomes
if you have a Cowboys Raiders game, the fucking Cowboys franchise goes to Las Vegas, they might never come back.
It becomes a destination game that you want to go to as a fan.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. Definitely. Definitely.
Dude, you know those guys want to be in Vegas, too. Like,
oh, yeah.
Free agency, that's an exciting option.
I think they get no state income tax in Nevada. Yeah, no state income tax. That's always big.
They're gonna finish like games and just go hit up the club.
I want odds on Dez Bryant being arrested in Vegas in the next 3 years.
They're gonna go roll bones at the Bellagio and then hit up the hit Tryst, you know, and pop bottles until 6 a.m.
And then go play a football game.
Yeah, it's gonna be a nightmare. Yeah. I can't wait.
The dude owns the Bunny House or the Bunny Ranch, or whatever. Bunny Ranch. He's already announced that he's opening up a Raiders themed brothel. Outside the city.
I don't even know what that entails, and I love it. Like, the hookers are dressed like referees? What is that?
Cheerleaders. And he said Raiders are going to be able to get 50% off all players and fans for group parties. Group parties.
Oh, for group parties. Okay. Jesus.
So that's a good, like, team-building locker room. Like, that's how you build chemistry, you know? You just have a giant – you have a big orgy with your teammates.
Also, the more time that goes by and the more situations that come up, the more I like Roger Goodell and how incredibly full of shit he is, because it's his job. He's supposed to be, how is he going to be likable running the most ridiculous sports league in the world? Like, the game itself goes so against, if you play at all, the odds of you having some type of brain disease later in your life go up by like 5 times. These guys are getting fucked harder than any other professional athletes with their contracts. The owners are just raking in money. They're fucking, like, it's clear, they're moving a team to Las Vegas. He has to be the guy who says, like, lies about things like caring about gambling.
Is he really cracking down on gambling? I've never heard that.
No, he never cracked down. Well, David Stern was only huge against it after it came out that, like,
with Tim Donaghy?
Yeah, that was not ideal for him. But I don't know. It just, Goodell comes off as like this terrible asshole, and everybody rags on this dude. But I mean, I kind of get it.
I think it was more the Patriots fans and Deflategate.
Nah, but it's even before that. Like, he's been being booed at the fucking draft for like 20 years.
Well, the way he handled Deflategate was pretty embarrassing.
Yeah, that was bad. But man, Las Vegas will now have two professional sports teams.
Golden Knights.
Our Golden Knights of the NHL.
Yeah.
And Las Vegas Raiders.
I can't imagine there being a loyal enough fan base in Las Vegas to go to these games.
And I think that's what's the beauty of it is it doesn't matter. Because there's always enough people in Vegas on business for conferences or because they have a gambling problem or a hooker problem. They can go to the game.
I saw that the seating capacity for the new stadium that they want to build is only 65,000. Is that considered small for an NFL stadium?
That's pretty basic. I think it's pretty standard. Yeah.
So college is typically bigger.
College is a lot bigger.
Okay, I didn't realize that.
I always mix up the occupancy for like NBA, NFL, college games, and I think it's college football that fucked me all up and threw off my.
Which has like a hot like Michigan. Yeah,
there's more like 110,000 people and shit. Like the fucking NBA stadium, some hold like 20,000. I think.
I mean, the biggest stadium in the NFL right now is what, Dallas, and I think it only holds 85,000 if you don't count standing room.
That makes sense.
Standing room, it's like it can get to 100,000, but
I think you're right. Yeah. On to baseball. Tim Tebow is still terrible. That's what it says here. I'm just reading off the sheet. It says baseball, then there's one bullet point, and it says Tim Tebow is still terrible.
I saw a tweet that was getting circulated yesterday. It was a picture of Tebow. I think he was hitting against Scherzer.
Yeah.
And it said, it was a still frame of him swinging. It said, this is Tim Tebow trying to hit a major league fastball.
Did you put...
He was like 7 feet behind it.
Are you putting hitting in quotation marks there?
Yeah. It was so funny.
Attempting to have an at bat?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I mean, I don't know what he's doing. Chasing this dream. Is he still getting paid as a broadcaster?
He still works at SEC Network.
Okay,
for college football.
He hasn't like quit his day job necessarily. No. That's good.
Still works on Saturdays.
Because you got to take that money, man. I don't know why this dude is trying to become. Okay, we've got the video up now. This tweet from Jay White Sports says Tim Tebow hits against Max Scherzer. It's fun and eventful, and for Tim, it doesn't go well.
Takes the first strike.
He's just striking the fuck out.
He has two strikes on him at this point.
You know, his stance looks good, though. Like, he looks like he knows what he's doing. Oh, my God. Yeah.
Solid swing. Just a little late.
I mean, he knew he was going to strike out. He knows. You got to be realistic with yourself.
I fucking hate Tim
Tebow. I just don't understand how
there
Tebow.
It is. Yeah.
Yeah. So Tim's his bat is parallel with the plate, and the ball is pretty much in the catcher's mitt. So he's not quite got the timing down on a Max Scherzer fastball.
But
again, that's a good swing, man.
Yeah.
It's a good looking swing.
You just gotta
that
catch up.
That means nothing.
I know.
I have a good looking swing.
Hey, well, as a guy that doesn't have a good looking swing, I still respect a good looking swing.
He always looks good during BP. Goes yard.
He's a fucking clown. I don't know why he's wasting his time with that shit.
Let's stop clowning Tebow, okay?
I hate him.
Let's have a little respect.
All right.
For our Lord and Savior, Tim
Let's
Tebow.
Move on to the obscure sports minute. Obscure fake sports minute, apparently, what we're calling it now. Oh, I get it. Because we're talking about WrestleMania, which is on Sunday in Orlando.
Fuck, man. I wish I was going.
Dude, wait, hold on. The main event is Brock Lesnar versus Goldberg?
Yeah.
Goldberg is alive and still competing?
Is he still in shape?
The fuck?
Oh, he's definitely still in shape. He's I feel like he's a forever in shape guy.
Dude, he's 50 years old, according to producer Micah. Dude, I wasn't a big wrestling guy. I never was. I never watched like WrestleMania or any of that shit, I don't think. I liked the video games. I liked the N64 wrestle games and all that shit. I was a huge Goldberg guy, though. I think he was my favorite wrestling guy growing up.
We do have a serious note here, by the way, and a sad note, if you will.
But very important.
Legendary wrestling announcer Jim Ross and our dear friend.
Friend of the show, guest of the show.
He lost his wife last week in a tragic accident. So here's to the Ross family.
Yeah.
Thoughts and prayers.
Huge bummer.
Jim, we love you. We know you're listening.
Praying for your fam, Jim. Yeah, that's...
Did y'all watch wrestling growing up?
Yes, I actually...
Very rarely. I've seen a couple things. I mean, Jim...
never into it.
I was actually planning to become a professional wrestler up until the age of like 13.
I think you could still do it.
No, I used to do like backyard wrestling stuff. It's a miracle that I'm not paralyzed right now.
You'd be a very hateable heel. Like, you could you could totally pull it off.
Yeah, no, I see that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Goldberg and Brock Lesnar.
They wrestled at WrestleMania like 20, I think, and it was really, really bad. It was like historically bad.
Oh no. Well, that's what they've got going for
them
still. That's
the main event, so hopefully it's a little better.
Dude, the more and more, first of all, I feel like The Rock has come up in a conversation every day of my life for the past like 6 years. But the more that you look at shit like Brock Lesnar being able to transition from wrestling to the UFC back to wrestling again, and you gotta respect how the longevity he's gotten out of this career.
He's just a giant man.
He's just a huge dude with a giant sword tattoo. Is it down his back or his front? On his stomach. What a freak.
He has something else on his back. I think he has like a skull on his back.
Yeah, something like that. The more I respect The Rock, a.k.a. Dwayne Johnson, for the insane career he's pulled out of his ass from being a wrestling guy to the highest grossing movie star in the world.
One of the best wrestlers.
Yeah, like the most popular.
Yeah.
And then taking that and like being a legitimate Hollywood badass.
The most electrifying man in sports entertainment.
Yeah, dude. Like the people's elbow was... The fact that I know what that is a testament to how influential he was.
The guy was just born to be an entertainer.
Used to call people one jabronis. I think jabronis an awesome word.
It
That's
is
a
an
great insult.
I think he still does on occasion call people jabronis. He'll also like show up to one of these wrestling things every once in a while still.
Oh, he'll get invited. He might show up to WrestleMania.
And they probably have to cut an insane check.
Yeah.
Or he's just a nice guy. You never know with The Rock.
A little loyal.
He's got so much fucking money, it's unbelievable.
Maybe Vince McMahon has some like dirt on him, so he's like, you have to come back every year or else
I think if Vince McMahon really had dirt on The Rock would just rip his head off with his bare hands. I don't think that would be much of an issue. The guy's a freak. I said this on recently, I can't remember if it was in here, but you got to follow The Rock on Instagram. One of the best follows on Instagram.
But it will make you feel like a lazy piece of garbage.
That's why he's awesome.
Did you get up at 4:30 today, like The Rock?
Right. Did you get up at 4:30 and crank out like 6 sets of 40 squats?
No, did you eat 16 eggs
and a
pound of oatmeal?
And cod, just by the bushel.
And cod.
He's a fucking freak, dude.
That's what he does, man.
And I love like, you know, he does like 42 movies a year. He grosses like $620 million just on like the shit that they have to pay him for to be in the movie. That's not even counting the back end.
So much range. from
no range. Very little range.
From the Scorpion King to like a Kevin Hart movie.
Dude, but that's the thing is whenever he plays like, you know, a few movies a year, he'll play something like Hercules. He played Hercules last year in a movie that no one went and saw. Not in America anyway. It probably made a shit ton of money in Japan where they worship guys like The Rock. But when he has a movie like that, he'll do his whole training regimen on Instagram where he like he's huge no matter what, but he'll like double in size over the course of 2 months to play one of these roles. And it's fucking terrifying. Like, it's legit scary. I'll watch one of his Instagrams, and I'm just like, I don't know if I can live in this world with The Rock. There's only room for the one of us. And I think it's him. He's fucking awesome.
I mean, it's his world. We're just living in it, you know?
Yeah. All right. Oh, shit. Knocked over my coffee cup. On that note, let's take a break real quick.
The madness of March has arrived, and it's time to score big on the nonstop action with MyBookie. They have in-game live betting on every tournament game, plus a slick mobile site so you never miss a single play. At MyBookie, you can pick the side, total, or even hit it big with player props. With decades of expertise, no hassle payouts, and no fine print, you'll experience the greatest customer service in the business, guaranteed. Bet with the biggest, win with the best, only at MyBookie. Sign up today. Join now, and MyBookie will match your first deposit with a 50% bonus. That's right. If you join with $100, you'll get an extra $50 bankroll to play with. Use promo code BACKDOOR, that's one word, BACKDOOR, to activate the offer. MyBookie.ag, BACKDOOR.
All right, we're back. Hey, we've got a hotline. It's called the Backdoor Cover Hotline. The number to that hotline is 800-392-6344. Give us a call, ask us a question, or just rant about your team or whatever sporting event is important at the moment. Again, it's 800-392-6344. When you call in, just give us your name and your school or your state or your city or mother's maiden name or whatever. Some way to identify yourself. 800-392-6344. Here's our one call from this week. Apparently, we get one fucking call. Nobody even cares to call us anymore.
Is this thing even on?
Classic. Classic microphone joke.
What's up, guys? Fred, San Antonio. Listen to the podcast every week. Love it. Used to listen to the guys at Barstool, but their podcast kind of sucks. They had fucking Ric Flair wooing for 30 minutes the other day. You asked how Vegas was. It is a clusterfuck cockfest 2017. A bunch of dicks lined up to bet on sports and playing craps and the occasional dimes. I'm not talking about like Austin. Girls, these are fucking models that look unbelievable. That's all I got. And question, did Jordan Spieth underkick his coverage with his girl? Maybe you all can answer that later.
Good call. Let's answer the question first and then talk about some of the other shit he said. Yes. Did Jordan Spieth underkick his coverage?
Yes.
And I don't think anyone would dispute that.
Yes. And look, she is a she's a fine-looking young lady.
Sure,
sure. She's a sweet girl.
Sure, she's a nice woman.
But he's Jordan Spieth. He made $50 million in 2016.
Right.
And locking that down at a very young age might come back to bite him.
Well, he has. They're not engaged.
Yeah, they are.
Oh.
They're engaged.
Oh, that's a mistake.
Yeah. He's so young. What is he, 23, 22, 23?
Okay, but here's the thing. And I'm not saying I know anything or one way or the other that I got any information.
No, you do, but.
But I'm just saying, I'm not saying that. That I don't know. These golf guys, man, they find these agreements with their wives where they, you know, they're married with air quotes on married, but they're also out like, they do stuff, you know. To each other's wives and shit, too.
Okay, that's hearsay. Yeah. Let's not.
This is all hearsay. I'm just saying, these dudes, golfers, they've got this, like, underground reputation for fucking, you know?
Yeah.
They do the sex.
Yeah. Look, that's just too young to be locking someone down. He's 23 years old, man.
Fuck!
And he's engaged.
What an idiot!
Yeah.
But there's no other way to say it.
When he did lock this down, well, the high school sweethearts.
Dude, so they dated like all through college and shit.
Didn't have the money. Wasn't a professional golfer. His hairline was.
So she's a ride or die. You're saying?
Yeah, she's a ride or die. And
that's a very good point.
Without golf, Spieth's not a very you know, he's not the greatest of lookers.
Okay. He's a good-looking guy.
Dude, without golf, without golf, Spieth is like a Dallas investment banker or some shit, and he still ends up marrying a hot blonde and living the rest of his life in a mansion.
He's had like a 40-year-old's hairline since he was like 12.
He's a good-looking dude, though.
Yeah, so you fucking put a hat on. I know a lot of bald guys who pull. That's an overrated flaw in men.
He's kind of a nerd.
Underrated.
Kind of, like, without, I'm saying without golf, he's not...
But he is Jordan Spieth.
But he's Spieth. Yeah, he's got two majors.
Can't. He's one of the best golfers in the world. He has more money than he's ever going to be able to spend.
Already.
And he travels the world for his job to awesome destinations, doing cool-ass shit, playing golf.
Yeah, but Dan, it's a good point. Like, there's a lot of guys who lock down their ride-or-die day-one chick. Let me take a step back there. There are a lot of smart professional athletes who do this, who make this move for the sake of avoiding, you know, falling into a trap with some fucking groupie who's only there for the money.
Some thirst queen.
Like, this is what LeBron did.
Yeah, LeBron.
LeBron locked down his high school sweetheart.
But I think they have an arrangement.
And if you don't think LeBron's out there
fucking,
you're out of your goddamn mind.
Mike Trout is about to marry his high school sweetheart as well.
Isn't Mike Trout like 30?
No.
No, Mike Trout's really like young. 22, 23 still.
Yeah, he's really young, dude.
Him and Bryce Harper are the same age.
What?
You still don't know who Mike Trout is.
I still don't know who Mike Trout is.
He's only the best baseball player on the planet, so you might want to catch on.
Is there another guy with a similar name or with a fish name that I'm confusing him with?
I have a friend named Brad Fish.
You know what? That's who it is. That's who I was thinking of. Shouts to Brad Fish.
He doesn't play baseball.
That's not who I was thinking of. I have no idea who that is. Okay, other things you addressed from his call. Yes, Spieth underkicked his coverage. Shouts to the Barstool guys. We're not trying to start any beef. Don't come on. Don't talk shit. First, if they had Ric Flair on the show and all they had was have him woo for 30 minutes, that's fucking ridiculous.
I wish
funny.
We did that.
Like, we should have done that based on the way that the interview, when Ric Flair came in and was on the Inside TFM podcast, it was just a goddamn disaster.
Yeah, we shouldn't have
the worst episode ever made.
Okay,
of
thanks,
any
guys.
Podcast.
It was terrible.
Hey, let's just be real, Dan. He should have wooed for 30 minutes. Other than that, also very funny. Of course, Vegas is just a bunch of dicks in line to place bets. What'd you fucking think it was going to be with the occasional dime? Who, by the way, what the hell was with the shot at Austin girls? He's like, I'm not talking about Austin girls. I'm talking about, like, real dimes here. Like, we have a bunch of crunchy bitches in Austin.
Yeah, get out of here, dog.
we got hotties.
Oh.
They don't get paid for fucking, like, the girls that you're talking about do.
Yeah.
Hookers, man. If I was a woman, I think I would be a prostitute in Vegas. That just seems like a really good gig.
It's high caliber.
Yeah.
You know what's illegal in the city of Las Vegas?
It's just outside. What? All the surrounding counties, it's legal.
It's legal in the state of Nevada. It's illegal inside the city.
Wait, why? What's the point of that?
I don't know. It's just a city.
So you got to drive 20 minutes to go get.
Yeah,
well,
pretty much.
You do it there. You just be cool about it.
Oh, so it's like it's
not
like
that
how
I would know. I've never paid for sex.
It's like how weed is illegal still, like,
but it's decriminalized.
But it's right. But what are they gonna do? Like, yeah, slap you?
It is illegal in the city.
That's what happens now. If you get it, they just decriminalized it in Houston, even where if you get like pulled over and you're smoking a joint, the cop just gets to slap you, and then you get to go free.
Oh, really? I didn't know
that's
that.
The penalty.
Wow,
you get slapped. Also, I have a question. Maybe one of y'all knows the answer to this.
I probably
do,
yeah.
Okay. Well, yeah, you do. You usually do.
Yeah.
I know we've... All right, let's say in Colorado, where they've legalized weed.
Okay, yeah.
Is there a... Like, you know how there's a limit on how much alcohol you can have in your system when you drive?
Right.
Like, you have to be under 0.08 or whatever, blood alcohol level?
Yeah.
BAC, blood alcohol content?
I think I know where you're going with this.
Is there a weed one?
They're starting to develop it.
Can I just get violently stoned and go cruise around in my car?
That's a good question.
I think it's in the works.
There are times that I've been high from smoking the pots.
Yeah.
And I couldn't even walk.
Right,
I was
dude.
Like, I got to sit down, guys.
Plenty of times that I've been high, and there is no fucking way I should be allowed to drive a motor vehicle. And no. I have.
I think it's zero. Right now, though, it's zero tolerance, where it's like, if you're high, no matter what.
Oh, really?
You get written up.
Okay, that's really what I wanted to know the answer to. Well, first of all, it's hard to detect.
Right.
And there's no breathalyzer for weed right now.
But I think that's what they're starting to, like, move towards.
Okay. Well, yeah. They need to get that shit, because... I mean, half this city in Austin is stoned driving around already. If they legalize that shit here, it's going to be like 75% of the city. Sometimes I'm in traffic and I like look over at the car next to me and I'm just like, that guy's could not be more high. And I try to keep my distance from, because you can't drive stoned. You're fucking.
No.
I think I'd probably drive better drunk.
Yeah.
High, I'm like distracted by everything. I'm fucking. My reaction time is like 1/20th as fast as it usually is.
You're just sitting at the first window at Burger King for 10 minutes.
Right. Like the light turns green and I'll miss like three light rotations because I'm just fucking sitting there. Like it just doesn't seem safe. How'd that come up just now?
Because we're all high.
Prostitutes, Vegas. Yeah, anyway, hey, good call. Thanks for calling. We got no more calls, so please call us. 800-392-6344 is our hotline number.
Where you at, Crime Dog?
Yeah, dude. What the fuck?
Too busy just
tweeting
away.
That's what he's just...
Tweeting at Mia Khalifa. That's what he's doing.
Ah, he's trying to score.
Yeah.
From Punani. That's it. End of the, oh, wait. We got some... we got a special segment today. We need to go on iTunes. You need to go on iTunes. Leave us a 5-star rating and write a lovely review, please. A glowing review. We, compared to podcasts of our size, probably have the smallest amount of reviews in the entire world, I've been told by our statistician. Please get on there and leave us a review. Today we're going to have producer Micah read some of the best reviews so far so you can kind of get an idea for what we're looking for. And so that we can appreciate the kind people who did leave these reviews. Micah, go for it. Take it away.
Sure. Thanks to the 134 people that have previously reviewed the show.
That is a pathetic number.
It's not enough. 130 of those have given us 5-star, though, so shout out to them.
Oh.
The first one is from
four people.
Six Man Lou Will, who said the title of his review is, "Ross is cool, Dylan is tight, just happy to see Dan back on his feet." Spurs have Shea Serrano, Mavs have Cubes, now the Rockets have Ross the Boss as their expressive sports personality.
I don't think those three things are on the same plane. Cuban is the owner. But yeah, sure.
Way to fill a void. Solid pod boys keep bringing the heat. MK is a garbage guest, though, to be honest. Her adult acting career aside, she knows nothing about sports. Podcast obviously should have ended after that take, but props for the recovery. So thanks, I guess.
Yeah, share your feelings, you know? I don't necessarily agree with all your points there, but I respect your right to share them.
Here's one from someone calling himself Matty B. Rapper.
Oh, no. Oh, fuck.
Title
is
says,
this the Matty B., I wonder?
Title says, "Suh, dude."
Oh, yeah, that's him.
And his review just says, "Ross, give me your Yeezys."
Okay, Matty B. You need
not
chill,
really,
man.
Not really a review, but if it's 5 stars, and we know that's not the real Matty B. He has more Yeezys than everyone I know combined.
He dresses like a little punk, man.
His face is very punchable.
Oh yeah.
His hair.
He's a fuckboy. I don't know.
Are you saying you want to fight a 13-year-old?
His parents need to step
in. Is he 13?
Yeah.
I would 100% fight him, regardless of the law.
You can fight a teenager. That's legal.
Okay. Well, I'd fight the hell out of Matty B. And I just kind of want to sneak into his room when he's asleep, sprinkle some gasoline in his hair, and just light that shit on fire.
Okay, so you want to sneak into a 13-year-old's bedroom?
So you want to murder? You want to murder Matty B?
I want to murder him. I just want to turn his head into
you
a flaming ball.
You said you want to light him on fire.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. This one is from Polar T-Bear, and the title says "Doghouse Baby." Love the pod boys, except for the times when Dorn talks. I hate those parts. Bring back the Bone Zone, you bozos. Need more Doghouse.
Man, fuck you.
Also, we will never, ever, ever bring back the Bone Zone.
But the Doghouse is still...
Should I stop talking?
We'll bring back the Doghouse with Dave.
Dude, I love the Doghouse.
Doghouse, baby.
I don't know where that came... Like, when he came in here that first time...
He just wanted a bit.
And suddenly the Doghouse became his shtick.
I think he was just making fun of Jared.
Dave brings it, man.
He's very funny. Very funny, man. Jared, not so much, but Dave, hilarious.
Just a couple more.
Cool.
His title of his review is Review. And his review reads, "This show is mad funny high." And then the number 8. So I think.
and then the number 8?
Speaking of high, that guy's high as fuck.
I think he was stoned.
What was his name?
MANDANNJDJSNSJAKAMANANAN.
All right.
We get it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I you know what? It's important to me that we are funny to stoned people.
Well, speaking of, actually two more then.
Oh, no.
This one is titled Most Entertaining Hashtag Sports Podcast Around. If you like hashtag sports and stoner level humor, this is the podcast for you. With a random mix of celebrities and the legendary Bone Zone segment you cannot afford
God
to miss.
Fucking listen, you know now. What? I've read that one before. That's an old one.
Yeah.
And it made me want to cut myself. Read the other ones.
And then the last one is from Young Shearer, and the title of it, this review, is horrible. He did give us 5 stars, though. And then
that doesn't make any sense.
Consistently the worst sports picks on the internet, yet I keep coming back like it's crack. So thank you, Young Shearer.
Fair.
That's huge.
Fair.
Yeah, that's a guy that accidentally made the mistake of following our picks 1 week, probably lost his rent money, and then he still enjoyed listening, though. That's why I titled it horrible.
You can't ask for more.
5 stars, and then an honest... We do have some of the worst betting picks.
Yeah,
in,
we're historically bad around.
Yes.
Hey,
yes.
If you follow my picks, you're going to be exactly even, so don't look at me.
Well, that's not even true. You give out picks. You just don't take them yourself.
Okay, if you follow the picks that I actually place money on, then you'll be fine.
That's true. There you go. That's it for this week. Again, the hotline number is 800-392-6344. We'd love to hear from you. And just a note, when you do call the hotline, try to be succinct. Don't ramble on. Don't be like on, you know, painkillers when you call.
Yeah, this isn't your show. Okay, we have a show to do here.
So yeah, try to be professional about your call. Be funny, but you know, give us some takes and shit. But don't. We can't play your call if it's 3.5 minutes long, filled with a bunch of pauses or way too many
Repeat yourself.
Yeah, just you know, I'm just saying, put some effort into it.
Don't be an idiot.
Don't be an asshole.
I'm not going to be too picky because we only have one phone call. So
no, I'm
yeah,
being
but it was
picky.
A good phone call. Yeah. It was a good phone call.
It was a good phone call.
I'd rather have one good phone call than three where I fucking forget what they're talking about 20 seconds in because I'm so bored. Any shouts this week?
Shouts to my UCF Knights. The historic NIT run just came to an end last night.
Damn.
Last night? It's still going on?
Yeah, they lost to TCU in the semis. Final four.
Bummer. Everybody's super disappointed.
Shouts to Natural Light for giving us
Masters tickets.
The Masters trip.
Yeah, shouts to Natural Light. I agree.
We love you guys.
Also, shouts to whoever the doctor is that's going to be working on James Harden's wrist for the next 2 weeks. I'm not joking. Last night when I went to sleep, I prayed for his wrist, and I don't think I've ever prayed for a wrist before, but I am genuinely concerned about this thing. It is not good.
What happened?
He fucking jammed it like 2 weeks ago against Boston or some shit, and it's just been noticeably bothering him, but last night against the Warriors, it became clear. Like, I think it might be a tendon, and I'm scared, and this isn't one of those things where I'm just like talking about how upset I would be because it's content. This would genuinely fuck up the rest of my 2017.
Yikes.
So I need him to be okay. And there's some doctor out there who's responsible for this wrist. And shouts to that guy because I need him to put in 110%. All the powers and magic that he learned in med school, he needs to use that shit. And that's it. That's all I got.
Okay.
We'll see you next Wednesday. Follow us on Twitter at @BackdoorCover.
We won't see him on Wednesday.
You might hear from the guys live from the Masters next week.
You will. We're bringing the equipment. We're recording.
Oh shit!
We'll be in Augusta next time you hear our voices.
Wow, that man.
Think about that.
We'll be erect, very likely erect.
We will be erect, or we'll get them erect.
We will be erect, and then we'll get them erect. We might even be touching tips.
Bonus for everybody.
Yep. Follow Dylan on Twitter at @dshivery with. What, 4 non-consecutive E's?
14 non-consecutive E's.
Follow me at WR Bolin and follow Dan. He already walked out.
Yeah, he gone.
Likely pooping. But yeah, follow him on Twitter too. That's it. Peace.
Bye.